Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Hey, y'all, Shabbat Shalom. This is Brother Drew X. We on today with Brother DeWater and the Master Instructor, Brother Kahan. Yah Shabbat Yah. Hey, y'all on with me?
I'm here, brother. Yah Shalom, Aki.
Hey.
I'm here.
All right, y'all. Let's get it started. So I turn the program
brother
over to...
Is Brother Mahal here?
I don't see... No, he hadn't contacted me, so I'm not sure what's happened on that. He's not on.
You can see his number. Okay. Brother Cole.
Yo. Allow me to say this, because like I said, I met a particular shop, baby, time they got me on this stuff called LASIK, you know, to get the water off my heart and everything. I'm still going through a few times, but I thought we needed to come on and talk about the state of Black America, or the African-American in America. What are we going to do now that God is on this to be slated out within the next 10 years? So we got things we got to talk about. I know DeWar has been talking about things, but I want to address this thing, not necessarily from, I want to address this from a information platform to make you all aware of what's coming down the pipe, because these Negroes out here, happy in captivity, twerking and shaking and going on, and you're about to be rolled off this damn thing, doing all they can. So I wanted to come on Brother DeWar's show today, and we've been talking this thing for years. We've got to get these labels straightened out and see what they're going after. I was going over some data, and you know the so-called African American is only since 1970, and it became they made it official in the 2010 census. Before then, there was nothing called African American. Not it was in the country of the census. Now, I know people wrote about it, talked about it, but if your ass hit the government national census as recognized by the government, then your name don't mean shit. I want that to soak in. If that name does not appear in the census record by identification, you don't exist. And not until 1970 did the word African American become a part, and it became official in 2010. They took the word Negro out and Black out and left the word African / American in the census. Now, the question is this. With this African American, why are all the new laws being brought in now to turn back the hand of time? They got rid of affirmative action. They're going back. They're changing a lot of shit. The government's trying to put things back, put you back in a box, you know. And whether you know it or not, I wish Brother Meharry was on here because my computer is down, Brother DeWar. Brother DeWar, are you here? Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brother Drew, okay. Have you heard anything about thing called Fed Now? You heard anything about it's called Fed Now?
No, I haven't heard of it.
You can't. Fed Now goes into effect July the 1st. And I wish Meharry was, because Meharry would do my research. You can put it up to you with Fed Now is the new thing that's going to start toward replacing the currency, how the currency and the dollar bill. And it goes into effect July the 1st. Hell, fuck, that's next goddamn month, next week or so. That's going to affect your money. You don't have no fucking more.
Carol been hipping me to that, Cole.
You okay? It goes into effect July the 1st. It's going to affect the Federal Reserve. You know, that's 12 federal banks, right? And all these banks are going to that system. It's going to affect how things are handled, how merchandise is bought. So my question was, how are they going to affect this African-American? What's going to be his status? Why he's out there doing so-called shaking and twerking? And I want y'all to know all this stuff with Donald Trump, those are distracting why they do the change behind the wall, because many folks didn't know what the fuck going on because of all the distraction and chaos behind Donald Trump. That's distraction. The real deal is, what is this government going to do to the currency and the system, the economic system that you think you got, you don't have? And you're living on a false illusion of political freedom, economical freedom, and educational freedom that you don't have anymore. You never really had it. It only was a privilege and not a right. So when we gonna wake up? Immigration ruined us because we were segregated. We had our own shit. Now what do we have? Brother DeWar?
Yes, sir.
Brother Drew? What do we have now, collectively as a people, to move forward? Even though we have $1.6 trillion in the last year, what do we have to show collectively for ourselves other than a few to call it tokens?
And confusion.
Well, one thing, Cole, we know they've been genocide. So in 1970, it was the completion of them being genocide. We did this a long time ago, we started, let's go back, Cole, and you know how I like to do it in a chronological order. Let's go back and... The order, do it in a chronological order up under the great seal of America, meaning that when we're talking right now, we're talking about the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons, how they genocide us. in the Masonic order, there is a degree and a rite called the Three Ruffins. So how the Three Ruffins work is, if they keep you in slavery, when they conquer you and enslave you, if they hold you into a system of the Three Ruffins, which is Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jublon, then after 400 years, you will call yourself them, like you have called yourself a black African-American. You weren't that until 1970. Now, when we go back, Cole, and I did go back, and we did this lecture a long time ago, and I pulled out my pad on mathematically speaking, let's look at something. 1555, they bought 175 slaves to Jamestown, Virginia, on the good ship Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist. This is written in the history of what white folks wrote in their history. In 1619, which was 64 years, 6 and 4 is 10. If you got esoteric knowledge, you know number 10. 64 years, they named us colored people because they said that the slaves that they had brought over here had mixed their seed with all the Europeans that was over here, and the tribes, the 72 tribes that was over here, plus the Olmec, the Aztec, the Inca, and the Maya. They had mixed their seed, so they started calling these people, the offsprings of these people, colored people. Now let's look at something. From 1555 to 1870, they freed you. These slaves that came over here, that's 310 years that you was kept in slavery before they freed you up under certain conditions. They didn't free you. They made emancipated slaves out of you on a certain condition. They gave you your own political party. They gave you your own banks, and they gave you certain things segregated to them. The Constitution reads segregated but equally rights. You have the equal rights. 3, 1, and 5, that's 9. The 9 don't change. That's what the Great Seal is talking. We're talking Masonic talk now. The number 9 don't change. Now, let's look at something. You was 85 years short of 400 years. Let's look at this date here. From 1970... From 1870 to 1970 is 100 years. Let's put 100 years on the 315. You have 415 years where they say they completely genocide you. They 15 years into it right here. They 15 years into it. But 4, 1, and 5, Cole, is 10. There we go with that 10 again. They put us under this mathematically speaking. 15 years into it, this is 2023. You see how they have completely genocided 99.99% of the people that call themselves Negroes that was colored people. It took them 52 years from 1970 to now. It's 52 years old. Aisha was born in 70, so I'm quite sure with how many years it is. And you can see if you our age code where we went from soul sisters and soul brothers. When me and you was in our 20s, that the grandchildren call themselves bitches, hoes, dogs, and fools. Now, these are Christians. These are Christians that do this. You don't see the black Muslims or the Hebrew Israelites, only the Christians. And you was given Christianity in 1870. You had to take a Christian name before you could become an emancipated slave. But was that your religion? Because when we look at Christianity before them, they said that nobody black that they had conquered, when they conquered the black race of people, could be a Christian, because you didn't have a soul, you was a subhuman. In other words, they gave us their history. The way it worked with the gods, and that's a Germanic word, whose God conquered you, he killed your God, and he became King God. That's why you got Jesus. You got all of these fools running around here worshiping Jesus and don't understand that who were Jesus and what was his teaching before they let you become one 152 years ago. Now, that's...
Let me jump in there and come back. We're talking about the state, the African-American in America, and what's going on now.
Right.
They just now start back passing laws to reinterject the Bible in the classroom as an elective. Have y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
Most schools now are being allowed to put the Bible teaching as an elective back in school as a part of the literature. Why? It's one of the most powerful to use in order to dumb down on folks to enslave the mind was the Bible. Not only that, look at something else going on. They gave you a thing, a holiday called June 19th. What about the slaves that was owned by Indians, the five civilized nations? They didn't get their shit until a year later. So what about them? In Oklahoma territory, they still had slaves because the five civilized nations, the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Seminoles, still owned slaves, and the government made us freedom and give them land and make them citizens a year later.
Well, let's look at something, Cole, that me and you definitely get. Let's look at something.
The Indians used to own slaves. The five civilized nations, in order to be like the white folks, they also had slaves.
Right.
They were forced to release their slaves a year later, after so-called end of civil war and Emancipation Proclamation, which we know that was a joke because it ain't freed nobody, because the 13th Amendment got an exception clause in there, except if you had right back in slavery. If you broke any law, You went right back, and then you went to the penal system. Then they had a thing called apprenticeship. Then you ran right back in slavery.
Right back.
Right back. And see, we're living, so the state now, where are we, and why can't black folks get together? Because the system designed for you not to, because you lacking cultural cohesiveness. You've been, as the law said, you've been so brainwashed in genocide, disenfranchised, you don't know what cultural history is, so therefore, it's hard when you're not structured politically, economically, and spiritually. When you're out of balance, you cannot come together. You can't connect because you don't know who you are as a people and what your agenda is. You know, Dr. Naeem Akbar said, the thing they failed to do with the so-called emancipated slaves, they did not psychoanalyze them. They did not sit down and get his sister. He came out and he's crazy now who he was when he went in. Why we asked to do this show and why you trying to figure out they steady changing the damn game. Now look it up. On July the 1st, they're going to change the economical system. But you ain't ready for it because you ain't paying it no mind. Like I told folks, all this stuff going on with Donald Trump is a distraction. Name me any person can do what this man allegedly has done, would be walking these damn streets. Who are we walking with? All the shit they got against him and what he's doing, and he's still raising money. He's still doing things. These are distractions while the genocide and the disenfranchised is still going on. And you're no longer considered a second-class citizen. You are now fourth class. Everything is above you. Where you were, you don't lost all that ground because we don't do the lawn care and all the stuff that we don't do that no more. Somebody else is doing it. You don't go out there and work in the field. Somebody else is doing it because you're so busy chasing Wall Street that you lost your mind. So now, where are you spiritually, economically, and politically, and socially? Where are you now? I'm talking about the African American.
Last, you know, you exist.
Think about it. Everything you think you have not accomplished shit. You're in control now of your wealth because all take a stroke of a pen now, you sure ain't got it. Because, like I said, on July the 1st, look it up. Fed now goes into play.
Yeah, Calvin telling everybody to take their money out the bank, just keep your bill money in the bank. But don't
and everybody,
keep no
and
money.
He said, if you haven't got at least $1,000, but you can get your hands on, you shit out of luck. Think about it, sisters and brothers. Yeah. If you ain't got at least $1,000 you can get your hands on, you shit out of luck. Come July the 1st. I wish my Barbara and my hair was on it because I want y'all to reach my heart. I can't do all the reading and trying to talk. I saw a little trail of thought. But they got a thing going in place on July the 1st. And look at this strange shit. And look what's going on with Russia. All of a sudden now you got a group now going against Putin in Russia. Think about it. Every major player's got conflict going on within their own ranks. What's that all about?
Putin was the baddest
joker on the planet for 20 years. All of somebody else ready, going after his stuff. After Great Mother Russia. What's the number one power in the nation today? Guess who it is? India. India came from 20 to number two now?
Yeah.
India was down there on the bottom. India is number two in the world now. Come on, people. Where is the African American? All these so-called opportunities and liberties. Where is this latecomer called African American? This folk got all this great history and all these great things, and you still live on the false illusion. You're still happy and captive and don't realize it. You are freelancing at another man's ideology, his religion, and culture. You claim to show it ain't none of you. That's like a hyena trying to be a goddamn lion. We got to go back and reassess where we are and what to do to get together because we are already on a slippery slope. You done fell from 2 to 4 going down to 5. The things you used to do that maintain you control, you don't control no more. Pandemic only gave you a restart. You didn't take it. You throw that out the window. And the war, you know, we studied this way back a long time on the thing called Iron Mountain. They talk about this disease coming out that we're going to hit the world. Would set us on that would do a restart on us. And folks didn't pay them out. He talked about the damn chip. The man was talking about a biological thing that's going to come into play at Iron Mountain, and it's already in play, and folks missed it.
I just read, for some damn reason, Cole, I was going through my books and stuff, and there it was, at Iron Mountain, and I just sped read through it. I said, damn, I had forgot about this because
I didn't forget about it. We studied it. We studied it back in our class. Iron Mountain,
yeah.
The Bohemian Grove, All this shit is already orchestrated, man. They got a hell of a playbook, and they ain't missed a lick yet.
Yep.
The players might have changed, but the program stayed the same.
And see, it's the same way with the protocol of the learning elder of Zion. They got some few rituals in there of what they already done put in place. You see that sign and symbol. We see the sign and symbol of the snake with his tail in his mouth. Well, they done,
right.
They done completed that. That's completed.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
Yeah, it's completed.
Well, I appreciate it.
Brother Dwight, I appreciate you, brother Drew, let us come on because we're running around here, second to saying and realize that they're closing the door on us. They're closing the door on the so-called Negro, colored, African American, or whatever you want to, how you want to live, because they're going to change the name again in 10 more years. Right. And you know what, Cole? I wish Mahab was on. I had just gave him a list. I'll mail you a list of all the beautiful names that they named us, put on legal documents. I got over 80 names that legally names that we were from 1619 of the mixing of the seed. Man, they call us Black Dirks, Jambos, Maroon.
Oh, man.
I'll mail you this. Man, I found that chart. I was going through some books and stuff and found that chart hid way back in there, and I got it out. I told Mahal we were going to talk about it next week. We were going to talk about it this week, but you wanted to be in on about all the legal names that they named us, and you ain't none of them names. And you believe that you was a Black African American, and the child that's 5, 6, 7, 8, he don't know nothing about a Negro that's a colored person. You see how they genocide you completely out. You can see how you've been made a fool of in 2023. All somebody got to do is tell you about it. And that's what we do, tell you about it.
Now, you can do your own research. We say don't believe a damn thing, Sam. Do your research. I've been doing some research for the last 50 years. You all know this. That's what they're talking about. While you've been there, they call me the documentation man. If it ain't documented, he ain't going to say shit about it. If I can't bag it in documentation, I don't give a damn about your opinion and your emotions. Give me the document to support your argument.
Let's talk about this 1881 King James Bible. This Bible was the first, for 450 years, it was called a forbidden Bible by the Roman Catholic Church. The United States sued them in 1881 and said that the language and the God of this Bible was going to be their national language and national God upon the angelic gospel Christian epistle teaching of the high church, low church, and broad church, meaning that Baptist and Methodist and all that other shit to these people is the broad church. This is the national religion of America. America is a company of these 72 status right masons that signed the Declaration of Independence and said that they was the government. They were federal, and then they became the government people of what they said was right. So if you don't understand who this is, this Bible was called a forbidden Bible because it was written with the language of the ancient serpent people of the Orthodox Lodge. It was written from left to right. They killed William Shakespeare Tomb after they let him live 3 years in a 14th century dungeon. They put him in, and when they found out after 4 years he still was alive, they brought him back out on the court and crucified him and then burned him for writing the 1523 10-day Bible, which is the same as the 1881 King James Revised Version of the Bible. This Bible is the only place that you find this language that we speak, and it ain't English, it's English, because it ain't no J's in no English. So what language do we speak? It wasn't no J's in this, in nobody's language till the 16th century. So whose language do we speak? This book called the King James Bible, what the Christians use up on the Angelic Gospel Christians of the Paulinian doctrine of the Nicene Creed, the Apostle Creed, and the Tertullian Creed, and then none of these creeds agree with each other, and you got 92 different denominations, which is nothing but a cook in Christianity, and you praying to the sky, think that the hippie on the stick gonna come back and save you, and look how many fools you got doing this. Look at the people around you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's why we're talking today, because they've gotten so distracted and off beaten track that we're missing the main focus, what's going on. And when you know anything, you come back, things are going to be changed, because everything, you know, everything changed up and see the same. But the thing about what we're dealing with today is, what is this a group of people that's calling themselves African-American, what's going to be your status in the next 10 years? Because this election that's coming up in 2024 is going to rock this place.
Well, you know what protocols say. This is the last one. The
I know protocols say, but it's not been exposed to no rest, because they either blindly don't want to know about it. But when you go, you don't get it when you know about it, because you can walk right dead into it.
Right. I mean, the President of the United States is going to be appointed.
Yeah, and we've been on, like I said, it's been appointed. Just they go through the formalities.
He always been appointed, but you going to know he going to be appointed. They're going to do away with Congress. They're going to do away with
one thing I can say this to all. One thing I give Donald Trump for. He put this damn thing to a test. He put this so-called Constitution to a test to see how many holes it was punched in it that he get away with. He did put it on Front Street, and he did put it to the test. Now they see how weak it was.
That, Cole, I'm going to tell you what, you know what I'm saying is true, Cole. I'm telling you what protocol say. Protocol say they're going to do away with state government, and everybody going to be up on the federal government. See, the state's got constitution and their own government. They're going to put you up on the federal government. This is what Donald Trump told you this shit, too. They're going to put you up on the federal government, and the federal is going to run. Everything going to be federal. You're going to work for the federal. If you go look at the 12 executive orders that Kennedy got killed about in 1960, within executive order 1100, say that the government would take charge of the work brigade. That's the only one that ain't been put in place. The government, which is the federal government, own more land than anybody. They own more housing, property, than anybody. Jobs, you're going to be working for them. This is what the New World Order ain't nothing but the Old World Order. This is what the Scottish Rite, Great Seal of the United States of America, know. I'm telling you what has going to be put in place, and ain't a damn thing that you can do about it. But be happy. I'm happy, Coco, the government pays us. If you ain't working for the government and got a government contract, you shit out of luck. Your ass going to be on a P for you. You'll know what the P for them. All these little niggas running around with their britches down and shit. Yeah, ass going to be on a P. Or they going to kill you. Go look at a movie called Left Behind with T.D. Jakes in it. They put that out in 1993. They told you what they were going to do, because it started off with martial law. Go back and look at it. Look at A Long Kiss Goodbye, Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all have access to a computer. I know Brother Drew is on here, but I don't think he has not, but if he looked it up, I know if I had my hair, I would. It says Fed Now. It's a service developed by the Federal Reserve, a depository institution in the United States. It will enable individual business to send and receive instant payments. Bank will be able to build products on top of Fed Now platform. It says it will operate 24 hours, July the 1st. It says on July the 1st, the U.S. government currency system that is will close on the week and holidays. Fed Now transaction costs are expected to be about one-fifth of the cost of existing payments, which costs merchants an average of 23 cents per transaction. They're talking about taking over this thing, just look it up, people. Look it up, because it goes into effect in a few days. And some of you not even ready. It's sad. That's why I asked Brother Duarte to come on today to share it, because what's going to create some chaos. When you can't get shit done, what happened? Crime going to go up. You know, they already passing a law where you can carry, it's called open carry. They equip everybody with guns and pistols, because it's going to get rough. It's going to get rough, shit. It's going to get rough. And people can't get no food, can't get, and the bank's going to close. Oh, man, you ain't seen no craziness. And the question is, when you can't afford to get your medicine, when you can't afford things, then what you going to do? If you don't have insurance, you shit out of luck.
Yeah.
When I had my light heart attack, when I went in the hospital, they had white folks and black folks out in the hall on gurneys, man, because they had no insurance. I went straight in the room when I got there. Ain't that some shit? They had looked at the IVs, Brother Drew, lined up out in the hallway trying to get to them. All because they did not have any. Now Medicaid is talking about cutting off so many people because we thank God. So who runs Medicaid and Medicare? Who runs it? How many black folks is on Medicaid? How many black folks on Medicare?
Yep.
Look, who controls Medicaid and Medicare? It's in executive order. It's in protocol.
Yep.
Everything that affects life in whatever form is already in there, how they're going to control it.
Yep.
Why is the mortality rate among African-American women higher than white women? Why? Why they got it, and they're playing a numbers game on it. But I never forget, God Ted Armstrong said back in 1963, if we don't change the damn numbers, they're going to outpopulate us. Let's start changing the damn numbers. Who's doing the damn counting? All these statistics come from, where do it come from? And then another thing which I want to share with you before we get off here, Brother DeWall. All these Negroes run around Ancestors.com. I'm going to get my DNA checked. Who owns the copyrights to Ancestors.com? Who owns it? The damn Mormons own it.
You know, it's funny.
The Mormons are, look it up. Ancestor.com is owned by the Mormons. It's based out of Utah. And you know they don't like no black folks. It's in that damn book, Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 21. In that book.
Right, Nehemiah.
Chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. It's in that damn book.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get my. I'm gonna go on Ancestor.com. Get my DNA. Hell, who owns the damn Ancestor.com trademark? Who owns the copyright? The damn Mormons own it. They made millions off of that stuff. Cause black folks just—I won't say too stupid, but just you testing goddamn wolf cookies.
And Cole, that's why I ask myself, how can all of these famous people that become Mormons, you know they can't read, because what does Nehemiah say about you? You know, that's like, I know for a fact that if a preacher got a doctor's degree in theology and graduated summa cum laude, magna cum laude in his class, I dialogue him because he can't read. So I held can the congregation. This old trick book, the Bible is the Torah and Tanakh. You got to ask yourself first question, what in the hell is your Bible being Torah and Tanakh? And who believe in these books? And what was the custom of these books? This book, the Torah and Tanakh, is Torah and the Tanakh. What it got called the Old Testament. What the Torah and Tanakh is the history of Yisrael and Yehuda and how many the two kingdoms. That's what that book is about. And these people didn't believe in no God. God is a Germanic word that didn't come to the 6th century. Go Google and look it up. White folks didn't call him God until the 6th century. They called him Guten in the 5th, Wooten, which is Wednesday, in the 3rd century, and in the 1st century, and all the time, if Buck stopped there, they called him Odin. And they went to Valhalla. They didn't go to heaven. You learn this Anglo-Saxon, because what me and Cole see right now, Magog, Tubal, this is who they call in the Bible. That's Great Britain, Russia, the United States, Germany. Who raising hell? Who raising hell on earth? What do that book say about these people? It told you don't go in their ways. And here you calling yourself him. If I ask you your name, you tell me, I'm a black Gentile. You was a fool.
Yeah.
Because you can't read, because if you could read, what do the Bible say about going in the ways of Magog, Gog, and Tubal? And your sweet Jesus at the 10th chapter of Genesis, when the disciples asked him who to pray to and who they was going to go minister to, the first thing came out of his mouth, don't go to the Gentile or the Samaritan. Go to the lost children of Israel. Y'all's ass is lost and lost. It's the Christian. Because what did they call a Christian before they called him a Christian? At Antioch, they call his ass a Cretan. Go read the book of Titus. Tell you what about what a Cretan was who became a Christian at Antioch. Go read it.
That's right.
That's how I know me and Cole know your ass can't read. If you got a doctor's degree in theology. What you doing with a doctor's degree in theology, that's the study of Greek gods.
Yeah.
This Jesus.
I want to come on. I'm on this medication. I keep breaking off going to the bathroom. But anyway, this is what I wanted to bring out, Brother DeWalt, the fact that we got to reassess the status of the so-called African American, because we got to do them, because they're in the census and we see them every day. These ones right around here, with their pants sagging down to their knees, butts all out. Everything is showing. Some don't know they're men. Some don't know they're women. Running around here, it's all jacked up, you know. Instead of they got all these crazy ass names. We did a thing. I know we did a thing years ago. What's on a name? All these niggas got these crazy ass names that has a character that they act out. Because that name has a character and it has a vibration, and you're acting it out, you know, it's sad that when you name your children certain things, you doom them to poverty. Don't even realize it. Certain names, they can't get a damn job. Y'all know that? Damn, Van Hine, Lakeisha. They ain't hiring her. She put applications on, they ain't hiring Lakeisha. You know. So we got a lot of things to do in a short time to do. And like I said, within the next 10 years, it's gonna be a major shakeup in the world. And then when it does settle, where is the African American gonna be when it does settle?
We already into that 10 years. It's gonna be closer than that, cause we into that 10 years.
Well, it's terrible times, people. Terrible times.
That decade. I mean, that 10 years. See, history changes every 10 years.
Okay.
It's a new school of thoughts come under if you educate it into the American system. So you had to know what it's called, counterintelligence. That's what the Order Wall calls it, counterintelligence, meaning that you got to know the system that your enemy do. In order for you to defeat him, you got to counter his intelligence that he done gave you. The first damn thing he taught you in school was a damn lie. He said, I taught you your ABCs. And you sung the ABCs, and I got 50 cents from both my grandmother for singing ABCs. And now I said my ABCs. I did not say my ABCs. I said my alphabet. The ABCs ain't for 22 sign and symbols. Ain't no J's in the ABCs. The 10th sign and symbol in the ABCs is a Y. The alphabets where you got a big G, a big God, and a little G, a little God. You can't put that goddamn shit in the ABCs because the ABCs, all of their letters is capitals. And it's written in calligraphy, not writing, not cursive writing. All people that look like us, colored people, wrote with calligraphy, which is sign, symbols, and numbers. We didn't write in cursive writing and writing that your damn white daddy gave you, and you say it's the truth. But you got to live with it and use it because you in his system. But you goddamn sure got to know it ain't right. That's the key. Can you get your mind as a school of thoughts? Can you make your mind, which they say renewing the mind? Well, what's wrong with your mind and you got a doctor's degree? You say you believe in the Bible and you're a Christian. The Bible say renew your mind, meaning that goddamn doctor's degree you got. Why you got to renew your mind? And I'm this and I got this title here. Remind me of my mama. This my
not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you already conformed to this world. So you in a world of trouble already, because you're sold for a lamb's head roll. So
yeah,
to get on here today, but I got to get in this bathroom, man. But go ahead and wrap it up. But I want to thank you for the time. But we're in a hell of a state. Trying to catch y'all next week on your next show. The brother may be with us. I was counting him being here today because I had some things I want him to bring out and, you know, add his expertise too. Because he's in that computer world. That's where we're at now. AI is taking over. Intelligence is taking over. And when the next less than 10 years, they're driving trucks already. So a lot of menial jobs that African Americans are doing just to make it, you won't be there no more. So the guy says, how are you going to make it without some kind of knowledge of AI and AGI intelligence? It's going to replace you, and that's a big thing. And they're trying to pass laws now that artificial intelligence will not just take over and become a threat because it's eliminated a lot of jobs. You go places now, and you got robots. You know you got robots waiting goddamn tables? The wall, they got robots. You go to the restaurant, and a goddamn robot take your order and bring your food.
They got it here in Dallas, in Fort Worth, McDonald's.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A robot and bring your food.
Well, Cole, how many? Tell me, Cole, if you got five sticks, Netflix, and this, how many RoboCop, when they came out with that, how many movies, how many movies have we seen that this was going to happen? It hadn't happened yet. And so
well, it's already happening. She's going down, you go on the store, the computer goes down, you can't buy it up, you got to get your ass out. All your electricity and gas runs on computer operated general. Oh, man, please.
Yeah. And see, like Carol said that they had a storm in Houston. And
they got, man, I mean, they got the damn robot. It might be cooking your damn food. I don't know. Better go back to the kitchen, look and see. So one time you go back and look and what's the name? You can see her back here cooking with shit. Auntie Mama ain't there no more. Got a damn Robo Charlie back here now.
Yeah, you see, they got something else. They got a lot of movies where the robot go crazy and kill up a bunch of people.
Yeah, but you know, you remember back in the day, the cartoon Jeffersons, the Jetsons.
Yeah, the Jetsons, yeah.
Right.
The robots way back then, you remember that, the Jetsons? They would tell our ass come back. On one side, we had the Flintstones, the next thing behind them was the Jetsons. I'm going like, look at this shit.
Yeah. And I find it ironic that they give you a lot of subliminal meanings in
that.
That's
right.
Now, when we was little boys, we would look at Buck Rogers and what was that other one?
Blanche Buck Gordon and all of them.
Yeah, in the 30s, you know, that they go into the moon.
That's
what
we got. That's what Superman would kill. We had Blanche Gordon and all them people, man. Shit.
I learned over the period of years that science fiction is real.
It's reality today, yes.
And it ain't the present, but it's the damn future of artificial intelligence.
Already running things like the Matrix and all that, fighting machines.
Yep.
With Will Smith and RoboCop and robotics.
And
RoboCop and all this stuff.
Look how they can tap into your mind. They can tap into your mind just like they did with that movie. Because we can do that. They can tap into your mind. They done experimented on you.
The Manchurian Candidate, what I'm calling
right.
With Denzel playing it and all that.
Right.
Yeah, shit.
They got
man.
A hold when they came out in the 50s, Cole. You know, that movie came out in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
The Manchurian Candidate came out in the 50s, homeboy, when the guys were coming back from World War II. That old one,
yeah.
Where this Ford is in, what's the name that Ford? That,
yeah. Well, we got a lot. It's a lot to be done. We got time to do it or not? But I want to come on your show today, Brother Duwar, Brother Drew, to make that awareness anyway. And then once I put the awareness out, then raise the alarm so the folks that want to do about it. But we're preparing to try to deal with this thing. But it ain't gonna be easy because we're so far behind. We're 25 and 30 years behind what's going on. Only if we ever catch up.
My daddy used to ask me, Cole, you said something that reminded me of daddy. He used to ask me, he said, do you know your ABCs? I said, yeah, daddy. He said, what comes first, A, B, or C? And I always would say, A. Dad would say, C. He said, the only way that you can be where you first had to be A where, but you first had to see where. Do you understand what he said? You first had to see your enemy.
Yeah. to where it's coming from.
Before you could be aware of him, to beware, you had to know what you were looking at, Junior. That's what he would tell me. Everything that you see, you got to know what it is. Well, everything I see, I know what it means. You know, because we were seeing reptilians
way back in the day.
Back
and so we're still seeing them
in the '90s. Because we were seeing the reptilians. When we met.
Yeah, we ride around and spot them.
And we didn't see that many, but oh God. And 2023. Everything
hey,
is 10, 11, and 12 years old is there. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Water, you were saying something just a few minutes ago about reptilian. I did this experiment, and I was on the elevator. It was full of different people. So I'm in the very back of the elevator, and I just sent out a telepathy. I said, which one of you guys are reptilian? I kid you not. Dude in the front of the elevator turned around and looked at him. I'm serious, for real.
The way he looked at me,
like, how you know? I'll kid you not.
Yeah, but see they come in, they so plentiful now that they letting you know who they are. I mean, it's a Russian, especially in Russia. They'll tell you, I'm from Mars. I'm a Martian. Well, everything that's white down here, he is a half-breed. He used to be a human being. He became a subhuman because he mixed his seed with the Martian. In 1950, they sent a colony. The President Truman sent a colony, him and Khrushchev, to Mars. His status of college. That was in 1950. Eisenhower signed a damn peace treaty with him. His daughter wrote a book on it. This is what the thing is. Get the book, Pale White Horse. Wrote by my company commander. It'll tell you in there the shadow government. Read it. Right now, we go by aliens. Ain't a damn thing you do about it. The shit is deep. Dr. Yawk, you thought he was crazy, but Dr. Yawk knows something. He was given something by some special people that are off into a Masonic order, and he betrayed the order. Yeah, I know me and Cole know who gave him the knowledge. And he betrayed the knowledge, and that's why his ass is in prison right now, and they broke him down. But when we was young men, me and Cole, and he was young man, they let him put some knowledge out that only come out of esoteric knowledge that comes only out of where the protocol came from. And see, what you don't realize that the mesmerite Christians, which didn't come into existence until the 4th century with Mandeliza, when he said that the Jews should take on the custom and mix their religion with the Christian, with Christianity, and the Orthodox and the Hasidic Jews and the conservative Jews, they didn't go for that shit. That's the reason you had to know what sect did what. And that's the mesmerite Jews, most of them are American Jews. Over here, that's who that Bible wrote by, but they wrote it in codes and shit that men called them teeth at them a long time ago. See, we got the codes out of there. See, it tells you in there that you were going to meet some Yaman. See, the Yaman came from the Western Hemisphere, and we rode. The camel came from over here. We rode the camel. See, in the Masonic order, they say they ride in Clyde from east to west. But Clyde came from the west, went to the east, and then Colt went back over there and brought his back ass back over here where he belonged to.
Yeah, right. That's the humpback.
After we drank that the well of Zim Zim, Farrakhan drank that the well of Zim Zim.
Yeah, from the wells of Zim Zim, double humpback came back walking across here.
Like
how much time
we
got left?
We started writing today, right? But
yeah.
We old Yaman, we know it. Shema,
we got
Yama,
it. All right.
Abanya, Ika, Kamadiya.
Kamadiya.
Kamadiya, y'all.